Okay, the public hearing will now come to order. This hearing, I am Robert J. Torres, Chairman of the State Commission of Public Records, and will be acting as a hearing officer for this rule hearing. For the record, this hearing is being held on November the 14th, 2017, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the State Record Center and Archives located at 1209 Camino Carlos Rey, and the time is approximately 10:18 a.m. The purpose of this hearing is for the Commission of Public Records and the State Records Administrator to receive public comment on the following rulemaking. I need to point out at this point that this is not the time for the commissioners to comment or ask questions. This is simply the time for the public, like the term says, for the public to comment on this. So the following rulemaking will be considered: one, the repeal of 12420 NMAC emergency rules; number two, the repeal of 11330 NMAC disposition of public records and non-records, which is a joint rule between the commission and the state records administrator; number three, the repeal of 11312 NMAC designation of records management personnel; number four, the replacement of 11330 NMAC disposition of public records and non-records, which is again is a joint rule between the commission and the state records administrator; number five, the replacement of 11312 NMAC designation of records management personnel; number six, the amendment of 1212 NMAC retention and disposition of public records; number seven, the amendment of 1135 NMAC New Mexico Historical Records Grant Program Guidelines; and number eight, the amendment of 11310 NMAC Record Storage and Access, which is a State Records Administrator rule only. This hearing is being conducted pursuant to and in accordance with the provisions of the Public Records Act, Article 3, Section 14.3.1 through 14.3.24, and MSA 1978. The New Mexico Lobbyist Regulation Act regulates activities before state officials in rulemaking proceedings. The Secretary of State's office can be contacted for information and registration. Public notice of this hearing was advertised in the New Mexico Register, on the agency website, on the Sunshine Portal, posted on the public entrances of the Santa Fe and Albuquerque offices, and was sent to the Legislative Council Service for distribution. Copies of the proposed rule were available from the State Records Administrator's office, were posted on the agency's website, sent to the Legislative Council Service for distribution, and the Sunshine Portal. Copies of the proposed rulemaking are also available on the table located near the door. I assume that means this door here. May I remind everyone to sign the attendance sheet, and which will later be entered as an exhibit into the record of this hearing. I noticed when I went out that the initial attendance sheet was full or almost full, so we need to make sure there was room for any latecomers. Okay. Nobody had to sign in the back or anything? No? Okay. Let the record show that Robert J. Torres is chair. The Secretary of State designee Cristina Espinosa. The State Auditor designee Sarita Nair. The Attorney General designee, Tanya was not here. The State Law Librarian, Lynn Rice, designee Rebecca Abo for the Secretary of General Services Department are present. This is a formal proceeding that will be recorded. Anyone interested in a copy must make his or her own arrangements to purchase a copy from the State Records Administrator's office. In order to ensure that the proceedings are accurately recorded, only one person at a time will be allowed to speak. Any person recognized to speak regarding the proposed rulemaking is asked to, quote, first identify yourself for the record each time that you address a hearing officer, and second, to speak loudly and clearly so the recorder can pick up your comments. We are additionally asking that the individual, if you want to make a public comment, to please approach, to do that from here so that the recorders, at that corner, so that the recorder can pick you up clearly for the public record. The hearing will be conducted in the following manner. Ms. Salazar will present exhibits. I, as a hearing officer, will rule on the admissibility of the exhibits offered for admission. Exhibits admitted into evidence are available for review by members of the public. However, exhibits may not be removed from the room. After Ms. Salazar offers exhibits and their admission is ruled upon, I will open the hearing for comments from the audience. The Commission and State Records Administrator do not follow the rules of evidence, but shall, in the interest of efficiency, reserve the right to limit all testimony deemed irrelevant, redundant, or unduly repetitious. This decision will be made by me as the hearing officer. May I have a show of hands on the number of people who intend to testify or comment on the proposed rules? Okay, very good. After a person has testified or offered comment, I will permit members of the audience to question that person. Any member of the audience wishing to question that person may do so after being recognized by the chair. Each person recognized is to speak shall identify him or herself for the record. Comments offered will be considered in preparation for the final amendment. This may or may not be incorporated in the final version, but they will be carefully considered. The volume of comments and the effect on the revisions will dictate the effective date of the amendment. Ms. Salazar, at this time, do you have any exhibits to introduce into evidence?
Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, I do. The exhibit list, and it's under tab 3 of your packets. The exhibits include Exhibit A, which is Notice of Hearing published on September 26, 2017, in volume, 28, issue 18 of the New Mexico Register. Exhibit B is Notice of Rule Hearing as listed on the agency website. Exhibit C is the revised agenda as listed on the agency website and is posted outside the rule hearing room. D is email to the Legislative Council Service. Our emails to the Department of Information Technology for posting on the Sunshine Portal. F, our email to the agency heads, PROs, and RLOs. Exhibit G, 1.24.20 NMAC emergency rule repeal. Exhibit H is 1.13.30 NMAC, the disposition of public records and non-records repeal. Exhibit I is 1.13.30, the hearing officer report of June 19th, 2017. Exhibit J, 1.30, comments on proposed rule by Aaron Rodriguez, Deputy General Counsel with the New Mexico Public Education Department. Exhibit K for 1.1330 are comments on the proposed rule from David Craig, Director of the School Budget and Finance Analysis Bureau from the Public Education Department. Exhibit L is 1.13.12 NMAC, the designation of records management personnel repeal. The exhibit M is 1.13.30, the disposition of public records and non-records, the replacement. Exhibit N, 1.13.12, designation of records management personnel, the replacement. Exhibit O, 1.21.2, retention and disposition of public records, an amendment. Exhibit P, 1.13.5, New Mexico Historical Records Grant Program Guidelines Amendment. Exhibit Q, 1.13.10, Record Storage and Access Amendment. And that is it.
Okay. Are there any other exhibits to enter into the record?
Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, there are none.
None, okay. So exhibits one, the listing is one through A through R in this particular case.
Q at this time.
A through Q.
A through R is not.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. The exhibits A through Q are hereby admitted into the record. At this time, proposed rulemaking will be introduced into record and the floor will be open for testimony and comments from the audience. Members of the audience may question each witness upon being recognized to speak. Like I mentioned, for the public record, we will need to the individual to come forward to be seen here. Anyone wish to comment on the repeal of 1.24.2 NMAC emergency rules? No one? If there are no more questions or comments, we move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on repeal of 1.13.30 NMAC disposition of public records and non-records? If there's no one or there are no questions or comments, we will move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the repeal of 1.13.12 NMAC designation of records management personnel? No one wishes to comment. There are no questions or comments. We will move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the replacement of 1.13.30 NMAC disposition of public records and non-records? No one wishes to comment or no more questions or comments. We will move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the replacement of 1.13.12 NMAC designation of records management personnel? If there is no one to comment or questions or comments, we move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the amendments of 1.21.2 NMAC retention and disposition of public records? If no one is commenting, no questions or comments, we move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the amendments to 1.13.5 NMAC New Mexico Historical Records Grant Program Guidelines? No one wishes to comment, no questions or comments, we move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the amendments of 1.13.10 NMAC Records and Storage Access? Please identify yourself for the record.
Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, my name is Julie Filatoff. I work for the New Mexico State Treasurer and I'm the Records Liaison Officer. I was just curious, sir, and commissioners, why you do not want to have boxes to have glossy exteriors. Thank you.
Do we have comment or on that particular question from the audience? Is staff allowed? That would include staff, I would imagine. No? Just the public? It may be something that we can bring up at the point where we're actually discussing the individual rules, so hang on that, okay? Thank you very much. Has everyone here present signed the attendance sheet? At this time, the attendance sheet shall be marked as an exhibit and entered into the record. Are you asking for admission of attendance sheet R?
I ask for the admission of attendance sheet as exhibit R.
Exhibit R is hereby admitted into the record. Yes. Any rules adopted by the Commission of Public Records or the State Records Administrator will be filed in accordance to State Rules Act and New Mexico Register publication deadlines. Any rules not adopted may be postponed for future discussion at a definitive time in the future. Is that definite or definitive?
Indefinitely.
I think that word is misspelled, but that's all right. At a definite time in the future, or may be postponed indefinitely. I would like to thank everyone present for their participation and attendance today, and let the record show that this hearing was adjourned at 10:32 a.m.